right, we'll call this meeting of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board to order. It will start with a roll call. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
Rick Ziggins, please.
And our audience is...
Sarah Fire from HDR.
Ashraya Witsinkov.
Sheila White, Taney County.
Perfect. Okay, first item, the approval of past minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? None. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item two, old business. Anybody have anything?
I think we had a proposition that was supposed to be investigated to go forward for some study and recommendations. My recollection is that good.
It's in the minutes.
See what makes the green work.
Yeah, what we did last time, you wanted me to look at number six on the list there, High Road and Power Road roundabout. So we redid that, got it up as much as I could. There was that change, and I think there was number 7-4 down at the bottom, that was changed to completed. I think that was it. I think we were going to change that.
Devin, as I recall, you had made this proposal before, and you were trying to get it in the top five. How does this set with you now?
It's not in the top five, so I don't think MoDOT's going to step up in. But they're going to get the problem, so to speak, handed to them. So that developer is moving.
MoDOT looks a lot like we recommend too, so we can continue to keep in mind. Looking to you, this how
I just know we're talking to MoDOT.
Priority wise, how you know
it's
how
in the top five, then they really pay attention to it. But like I said, that developer is moving forward, and they're gonna see it happen whether it's in the top five or not.
Yeah.
Well, I would suggest we keep this one on high focus list each meeting to see if conditions have changed or traffic count has changed or anything, that we can get it in that top five that you're talking about.
They acquired additional property to make it make another entryway off of behind Lloyd's and all that.
We look seriously to your judgment because of, you know, all the projects.
Well, I know what the problem is now, and it's just gonna increase big time.
Is it a big safety issue also?
It's more.
How did you rate the safety?
Well, I mean, all the safety factors are based on numbers that I can get off the website. So if it's a new project like that, you know,
didn't have stats to work with.
So it's new stuff's kind of hard to project. So, I mean, all the numbers I can raise without data, I did. But that was kind of the whole point of this matrix, is to not have too much opinion based in it. But I think you can make the argument, MoDOT, too, that number four there, the Hollister Parkway extension, technically that's not a MoDOT route. So as far as MoDOT stuff, it's in the top five of MoDOT-type projects for the county. So
those that we would send to MoDOT to focus on, it would be in the top five. That in mind, but it is actually.
Well, and I was wondering, instead of raising the points on number six, what if we lower the points on number five, and then that'll bump it up into that?
We could. Five, five rates high because it's such a long corridor and there's so many stretches across the entire thing, so it kind of gets unfairly ranked high because it is so big.
Right, because that's when we put all the two corridor projects
together. All the corridors went way up to this.
Rick, was that a motion?
Well, we need to take a look at it, but...
You can make a motion that Travis take a look at it for the next meeting, re-propose it?
I think that can just be guidance from the staff. I don't think you really need a motion.
And so we get some action on it, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I guess the other one, that Rockaway Beach, US 160 intersection, there's been a lot of crashes there. But work's been done there too, so I don't know. Technically, if you call that one completed, I don't think anybody's real happy.
Technically, you could, because I've talked, with ODOT a little bit about that. They consider it to be fixed, you know, even.
Where?
There, 160, where the old Meeks was.
So what we're talking about, instead of being able to raise number six, we'll lower one of the top ones, and it'll make it go up.
But if memory serves me right, it was going to be upwards around 300 apartment complexes going in there?
No.
Up to 300?
That's a large number. That's a large
yeah,
number.
It's a large number.
I mean, that's going away. It's not right now. And then put that on.
Right, that's the problem. It's already not good. That's the big
thing. I think if we all agree that five is the number, we need to do something in that top five to get it up there. And I don't know that it's going to make a heck of a lot of difference on some of these. If they consider number three done, we pull three, and that'll move it to number five. So I'm going to make a motion that we consider project number three as completed according to MoDOT, and that should solve our problem.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to move item three, the Rockaway Beach US 160 intersection, from plan to design to completed. Any discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries.
So you don't have much homework on that one, Travis. That ought to lower the brain damage.
And add to our completed list. We need completes.
Even though the fix that they used made it a much more dangerous.
And I was going to say, and it doesn't matter whether it's done or not. It's, if they say it's done, they're not coming
that's
back.
It. That's so. It. They said we fixed it. And that was they did it.
Well, just so you guys know, I mean, I moved down the list, but I still have the project sheet for it.
Yeah.
Where if you ever want to bring it back, it's not gone.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
And what do we, like, while we're on that list, the Bear Creek Bridge, are they considering that the same as the Reno Bridge, or am I confused about something? The Reno Springs Bridge currently is in the works,
yeah.
Almost to point of going to acquire right away. The Bear Creek Bridge, I don't. Do you know, Brian? What one they're referring to? I don't.
I have. Yeah, they're two different bridges.
Yeah, the Bear Creek. I don't.
Yeah, that was one of those. On the bottom there, those last few, you just had to add to the list. Yeah. I don't actually have a project sheet on it, so I don't exactly know what it is. I can cross it off. It's not that that should be done.
Well, if it's doesn't need to be there, Devin, you're going to know more than
that. No, it shouldn't need to be there.
All right, so.
One other one, the Round Mountain Base. Here, Mother Nature cooperating, should be chip and sealed in within a month or so. And that one, by the next meeting, that one should be able to be completed. Next month, we can start applying for our new BRO applications. So it'll be a few months after that before we know, but then hopefully we'll add another one if we get chosen for it. Now they're requiring them to be project ready, right-of-way plans, right-of-way done, bridge plans, everything ready to hit the dirt.
That Bear Creek Bridge makes no sense.
No,
at all.
I don't.
And it says a permit's been filed, but.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on that.
Unless they're calling the Reno Springs Bridge Bear Creek, and then
they may have been calling on one side. Yeah, the curb bridge. I think.
Well, I mean, no, right there at the Reno Springs Bridge, yeah. The little bridge over the branch, they're calling that the Reno. I don't know. Because I assume probably something's going to have to be done with that, too.
And I would say East Silver Creek Bridge to put down for planning. Entire site.
Would that be an option for like a BRO?
No. It currently is not the width needed for a BRO, but the new one would be. So then it would be the VRO, and we would get the soft match credit at that time.
Okay. Don't have anything else we need to do? You want to give us some Taney County updates?
Well, like Smith Road there in Taneyville, we're virtually complete with it. We've got to chip and seal it, add some guardrail, whenever I get the guardrail detail. That was a project where it had a hand-laid box culvert, and it just sheer drop off, too narrow. Couldn't get it right away at the time. For years, it was in probate. Finally got through that, got right away, and we put an arch pipe in it. And that could actually go down there. On that list is construction or
complete. What was the name of it?
Smith Road there in Taneyville. Subdivisions we took in off of JJ, Old Well, Stagecoach, or where the big homes are. We just recently chipped and sealed it, so it's now got a coat on it, and everybody's happy in that area. The Pro Tem Bridge, I've got the contractor trying to schedule for drilling the pilings. We are going to be building it, but the pilings, we don't have a drill that big, 2 foot diameter. Now we're required to go 15 feet deep for the pilings. So we're contracting that portion out. The beams, all the hardware have been ordered. We don't expect them until around mid-October, and then we'll get in there and put the beams on it. We'll have everything ready for them and put the beams on it and the pan decking, the concrete pan decking at the same time, same day, while we go to crane there. And then finish up on it for the deck four. Reno Bridge, like I said, it's almost to the point of right away. I'm trying to get some erosion control thrown in on that BRO downstream. We've had big shot rock in there, and yeah, it takes it down.
Looks a lot better.
Like it's a golf ball. We're